Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Okay. I think I'm done. I finished a script. Okay. Cat Wright finished a script. Time to get some sleep. No!
Kit Kat, you up?
Against my will, due to the dark forces that control my teenage future.
What?
Yeah, Dad, I'm up. I said I'm up! Oh. Oh, shit. Columbia. Dear Miss Wright, we are happy to inform you that... Holy shit!
Tandon Productions presents That Vampire Show, Episode 10, The People Outside the Theater.
Holy shit!
You're either really late or managed to offend Danny in less time than it should take for your breakfast to be served.
Why didn't you tell me this meeting was with Danielle fucking Williams?
I'm sure I did.
You did not. Not once mention the fact that my 9 a.m. breakfast meeting was with Danielle Williams. And why were you calling her Danny anyway? Are you leaving me for Danny Williams?
Warren, you're sounding abnormally shrill.
That might have something to do with my assistant neglecting to prepare me for a meeting with a multi-Emmy-winning, multi-hyphenate.
I can literally hear the italics in your voice. Are you taking deep breaths?
She has 6 Emmys.
True.
She created one of the single most pivotal television shows in the crime genre for the biggest premium cable network in the world.
Yeah, but how do we feel about cop shows these days, really?
She had 4 TV shows on at the same time!
Do we really think she was that involved in all of them, though?
Mina!
Look, I didn't tell you because you have a habit of freaking the fuck out when you really shouldn't. And that leaves me with days of trying to keep you calm, which we both know is a futile effort. This way, I avoid the days of trying to solve your anxiety with carbs and caffeine, and then weeks after that of finding time in your schedule for soul cycle classes when you complain that your pants don't fit. And you only have time to freak out for 5 minutes max without being exceptionally rude.
You're an evil genius.
That's why you pay me the very small bucks that are not at all commensurate with the work that I do. Now go inside and be normal.
One day, I'm going to have an assistant who lets me have the last word. Okay. Be normal, Warren. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this.
Cat, hey.
Oh, hey, Chase.
No sweatshirt.
Oh, I haven't committed anywhere yet. But shit, congrats! UCLA, that's great!
Yeah, I am so ready to ditch this snow, you know? Sunshine every day, baby.
That's awesome. Have you seen...
Where are you picking between?
I haven't really compared yet.
Wow, okay. very relaxed. I'm jealous.
You know me, cool as a cucumber.
Oh, sure. I thought... I mean, you... Totally disappeared from practices, so I kind of thought.
Listen, I need to catch someone before first period. Can we finish this later?
Oh, sure. I just wanted to ask if you had a date to.
Okay,
you know,
later. Allie!
What?
How are you?
What do you want, Kat?
I wanted to ask if you had any plans after school today.
Why?
I know we haven't talked in a bit, but...
Months.
Right, we haven't talked in months, and I should have really tried to fix it before now. But I am trying, and I just need you to trust me, okay? If you want to go back to ignoring me in the halls after tonight, then that is fine.
I have homework.
It's the last quarter of senior year, Allie. We can both stand to slack off a little bit. Okay, come on. Allie, please. One afternoon, that is all I am asking for.
Fine. One afternoon.
Yes. I will meet you by the front gate.
Danielle?
Lauren.
I'm sorry I'm late. I hit traffic.
Your assistant mentioned you liked this restaurant because you could walk here.
Well, you know, traffic in my bedroom. That sounded like something it wasn't.
It did. You should sit, Warren.
Yep. I'm a huge fan.
Oh?
I mean, not in a weird way. The shows you worked on were a big part of TV when I was coming up.
Always love to start meetings talking about how old I am.
This is not going well, is it?
No, I don't think it is. Why don't we do this? For the next 60 seconds, you can say whatever's on your mind, and after the 60 seconds is done, I promise to forget it all. That way you can get through this meeting without worrying about embarrassing yourself. And I can ask questions without you tripping over yourself. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. And go.
You have 6 Emmys.
7. Everyone forgets the one I shared with Steve for directing on One Flew.
Oh my God, you're right. You've won 7 Emmys.
And a few Golden Globes, but who's counting?
Definitely not me.
20 seconds left.
You could do literally anything you want. Any studio head would shoot themselves directly in the thigh to give you as much money as you asked for to do whatever you want to do.
True.
So why the fuck do you want to do a show about vampires and the 20-somethings that fight them?
Minutes up. But I'll answer your question, and you can't judge me either.
Okay.
I want to do Bloodlines for the exact same reason you've been doing it for 5 years.
You signed a contract and you have to pay your mortgage?
You came off a critically acclaimed play in New York and immediately moved to LA because someone convinced you the play would make a great movie. That falls through, and you sold, of all things, a show about vampires. And you turned it into an insane rating center for the network, which means they can afford me.
That doesn't answer the question.
I've been working very, very hard for the past 30 years, Warren. I want to do something that comes with an easy paycheck for once.
Allie!
Why did you want me to meet out here? My car's in the lot.
You came.
Yeah. For now. But seriously, my car...
I promise we can come back and grab it later.
You want me to leave my car?
The apology comes with transportation. It's just, running a little behind.
You really haven't decided yet?
Not yet.
Where did you get in?
We... don't have to talk about this.
What? It's not like you didn't get in.
Allie.
Just tell me where you're going, Kat. I'm not gonna have a meltdown. What is going on?
I don't know. Can you see the driveway?
No. Everyone's crowding. What the hell?
Hey, can anyone tell me where Kat Wright and Allie Samuels are?
Holy shit, Cameron!
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Surprise!
Sorry, did you just say easy?
I did.
You think running Bloodlines will be an easy paycheck?
Do you not?
I think that's maybe the most naive thing you've ever said. No offense.
Excuse me?
Just, are you a complete idiot? Is that really what it takes to win big awards?
I suppose you wouldn't know.
Nothing about Bloodlines is easy.
Oh, please. Warren, it's a show about vampires with teenagers hunting them. You make up a big scary reason that another nest of vampires needs to be taken out, add a dash of sexual tension between your villain and your lead, and leave space for some fight choreography. Sometimes you add a dash of ancient prophecy for spice. Good triumphs over evil, rinse, repeat. Am I missing anything?
There's, you know, the creation of an entire mythology and working with the actors to get the point across.
I'm sure it's very difficult for them to keep all the rules straight. Drink blood, don't touch crosses, sunlight makes them sparkle.
Are you serious?
You've got a formula down, Warren. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
The cast is very serious about this. Cameron has a binder on every little thing that matters to Luther. He studied vampire lore. Last summer, he made me go on a backpacking trip with him to Transylvania.
What's in Transylvania?
What's in... Oh, my God. What's in Transylvania? Am I being punked right now? You want to write the premier show about vampires and you don't know what's in fucking Transylvania?
Should I assume it has something to do with vampires?
Dracula is in Transylvania!
I'm fucking with you, Warren. Kindergartners know that Dracula is from Transylvania.
Sorry, I don't know where that came from. I've been under a lot of stress, actually. Getting the finale wrapped up and talking to the network and apologizing to teenagers and... Oh, I am giving you way too much information.
That's all right.
I just think you should know that this show is a lot of work.
Warren, I've managed some of the most compelling television to hit the small screen in the last few decades. I've launched careers and ended a few, too. A genre show about vampires will be a welcome respite.
Sure. Of course.
Besides, I like the idea of no one particularly caring what I do for a few years.
We have millions of viewers.
I meant the industry. You know, not having to go to the awards circuit, not stuffing myself into gowns, just showing up to work and going home. Not worrying about people judging my writing at every corner.
Oh, God.
Are you going to be finished anytime soon?
They're just... God, Kat is going to eat you alive.
Who?
The fans are going to absolutely ruin you.
Are you telling me you're afraid of some teenage girls on the internet? Warren, I could not care less what the fans think of my choices. You shouldn't either.
Listen, I think this meeting is over.
Are you serious?
The job is no longer available. Definitely not to you.
I will not be spoken to that way.
Listen to me, and listen to me carefully. You've made a lot of great TV. I liked a lot of it, and you think Bloodlines is a joke. Which is fine, a lot of people do. I thought Bloodlines was a joke for a while there, but you know what? Bloodlines means a lot to a lot of people who need something in their lives. The people who work on it understand that. And they deserve someone at the helm who understands that too. So, I want you to hear me loud and clear. I don't want you anywhere near my show.
You realize who you're talking to, right? You're not having a stroke or a dissociative episode?
I am well aware that you could make a few calls and make sure Bloodlines is the last thing I work on for the rest of my career. I will forever be known as that vampire guy, and I may never get a trophy at some circle jerk ceremony of my peers. But you know what? I've read some of the things these kids say about my show. How it's helped them understand themselves better. How some of them look forward to Thursday nights. How it gets them through the week. How they've made friends and connections online talking about what you think is just some stupid show about vampires. And if I don't have a legacy beyond that, maybe that's okay. Maybe there's no legacy better than helping teenagers have an hour of every week of their lives to take a breath.
You're willing to sacrifice your entire career for some fickle kids on the internet?
You know what? I think I am. Thank you for helping me see that. Have a truly terrible afternoon. Oh, holy shit. Holy shit.
Hang on, sorry, let me just step inside. Warren?
Kat! Hey!
Did you need something?
Did you know movies didn't always have showtimes?
No.
They used to just play one movie all day, and you bought a ticket, and you could come and go as you pleased. You might walk in at the end of the movie and watch until they restarted it, and you could catch up on what you missed.
That seems like a really terrible system.
Sure! Absolutely insane. But you know how they changed that?
I'm feeling like you've called for the express purpose of telling me.
Alfred Hitchcock made Psycho.
That's the one with the hotel, right? Or is that the birds?
Are you serious?
Yes. I don't like horror movies.
You watch Bloodlines.
Yeah, but that's completely different.
It's the one with the motel. Anyways, Hitchcock makes this incredible thriller, right? And then it's time to put it in the theaters, and he tells the movie theaters he's only going to let them show the movie to people who show up for the beginning of the movie and stay till the end. No one can come in the middle.
And they let him do it?
They were outraged. They said there's no way to get people to do something different, and no one would come to see the movie if they had to be there at a specific time.
But we have movie times now.
Because Hitchcock said they had to, or they couldn't show the movie. They paired every ad with a message that said you had to show up on time to see the movie from the beginning. And people lined up around the building to see it. You know why he could do that?
Because he was Alfred Hitchcock?
I used to think so, but who do you think made Hitchcock Hitchcock?
Mr. Young, I'm really not sure.
The people who watched his movies. Hitchcock could demand an entire industry change their business model because thousands of people love the movies he made. The genre of movies he made. It wouldn't have mattered how good his movies were if no one ever came to see them. Kat, I think I know you are going to do really great things. I know people have told you that before. I'm sure your parents have, and a dozen teachers. I'm sure boys have been threatened by you, and you've had a hard time making friends. You've got an air about you. People who are going to make a difference always do.
I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Doesn't matter. Look, Kat, you're smart, but it's been a long time since I loved something without remorse the way you do. One day, you are going to find the thing that makes you feel the way you do when you're talking about bloodlines. You are going to find the thing that lights a fire in your chest and keeps you up at night. And when you find that thing, you are going to be absolutely unstoppable.
Oh. Thank you, Warren.
I called to say thank you. And sorry. Probably in the reverse order. You've shaken things up here, Kat. But you reminded me that trophies don't leave an impact. It's about the people outside the theater. Those are the people that matter. People like you matter.
Are you okay, Warren?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Kat, I think I am.
Thank you. I'll let you go.
Yeah, okay. And he hung up. Okay. Cool. Sorry about that.
Who was it?
No one.
Why are you being weird?
It's not a big deal.
You're making it one. Who was it?
Warren.
Young?
Literally, what other Warren do we know?
What did he do now?
Nothing.
He called Kat.
Okay, except that.
I thought you cursed him out in a diner.
I didn't curse. I just expressed myself.
You were having a panic attack in a public restroom.
Warren made you have a panic attack?
I was not having a panic attack. I was worked up, and I expressed that worked up energy in a public restroom.
As one does.
Can we stop talking about this? We have a lot to do.
I really don't know about this, Kat.
Look, Mina promised she'd send around your reel, Allie. And you didn't have one, so I want to help you make something that you can use to start on your new plan, okay?
What if it doesn't work?
Then we will keep trying until it does.
I don't know.
Allie, you can do this. And you have to, because one of people's sexiest men alive flew across the country to do us a favor. And it would be incredibly stressful and embarrassing for us to say, thanks for the trouble, but could you please entertain yourself in our tiny-ass town until your cross-country flight back to L.A.?
Guys, I can hear you.
See? Get it together, babe.
Okay. I can do this. What's the plan?
Okay. So, the scene's easy. It's basically just a modern version of A Midsummer Night's Dream. You're Hermia and Cameron's Lysander. But the whole thing is kind of like Midsummer meets The Bachelor. I thought we'd shoot it to kind of look like a reality show with confessionals cut together with some silly, over-exaggerated scenes of you guys falling in love, and then the big moment where he tells you he's in love with your best friend. It won't look like the most professional thing in the world, but if we go for the comedy angle, it's kind of fun, right?
Yeah. Where did you get all this stuff?
I told my dad about the idea. And I think he was just excited that I wanted to work on something for the first time since the,
Stop talking after you called me a vapid bitch?
Yes, after that.
Okay. What do you want to film first, Miss Director?
Tell us where you want us.
I don't know how to describe it. Before I got here, I was in this serious relationship. I haven't told Lysander yet, but I was engaged. You know how they say, when you know, you know? I broke it off, and then I came here, and it's like, when I look at him, it's like someone hit me directly in the face with magic pixie dust, and I can't look anywhere else.
I don't know how to say this. Like, I've been totally on the Hermia train, right? But overnight, it's like, how did I miss Helena? How could anyone miss Helena? She's so tall. I have something I want to tell you.
I want to tell you something, too.
Why don't I go first?
I'm falling in love with you, Lysander.
I've fallen in love with Helena.
What?
I turned around and there she was, you know? Stunning and smart and funny and so tall.
That's what I have so far. I should be done with it tomorrow, I think, and then we can send it to Mina. What do you think?
It's really funny, Kat. You did a great job.
I'm really sorry, Allie. I know I said terrible things, and then I didn't really know how to take them back, and...
It's okay, Kat. This was a lot. This was enough.
I got into Columbia and NYU and Fordham.
That's great. Which one are you going to go to?
I don't know. I don't think I can move to New York without you.
Sure you can.
I only ever applied to those schools because we were going together. Your plan was New York. My plan was... I don't know. Whatever your plan was.
So maybe I'll go with you.
What?
Maybe I'll go with you. We can get an apartment together still, and I can get some waitress or bartender job, and we can slum it in a tiny closet apartment until you figure out what you're going to do. And I can get a little break that turns into another little break until I can call myself an actress.
Really? You'd want to do that after everything.
Kat, you got the hottest actor on teen television to fly across the country to make a YouTube parody of A Midsummer Night's Dream just because you thought I needed help putting together a reel.
I just thought that New York was your plan. NYU was your plan.
And I didn't get in. But maybe that just means I need a new plan. And you're always going to be part of my plan, Kat. You're my best friend.
I love you.
I love you too.
Coming. Hi, Cameron.
You know, I thought you'd hit rock bottom when you told me, your supposed best friend, that I'm only good for my body.
Oh, that... good. We're doing Yell at Warren in the Middle of the Night again. This should be fun.
But I really think you should draw the line far before you fuck with a teenage fan for the upteenth time.
What are you talking about?
You called Kat Wright again.
To apologize.
And I just think, like, that is... Wait,
what? Do you know how movie times became a thing?
Alfred Hitchcock demanded them when he released Psycho.
Right, of course you knew that.
You used to tell that story every time you got drunk at a party in New York. It's about the people outside the theater, guys.
Is that supposed to be an impression of me?
Well, it's not supposed to be an impression of Alfred Hitchcock.
I forgot about the people outside of the theater. Kat reminded me about them. I called to tell her thank you and apologize for my less than noble behavior.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Are you dying?
What? No, I'm fine.
Have you been abducted by aliens? Like, you know, body swapped?
Do you want to sit down?
My outrage is doing just fine upright, thank you.
I fired Brad.
You... what?
My agent. Sleazy guy who can't remember the name of our show.
You didn't get the movie?
I don't know.
What do you mean you
don't... I fired Brad before he could tell me.
But what about...
I'm not leaving Bloodlines, Cam. I had to beg the studio to keep me on after the nervous breakdown behavior I pulled with this back half of the season and the finale, but we spun it as part of the creative genius. You know, the whole, he must be crazy if he's good at his job, and sometimes you just have to let crazy people do their genius thing if you want to make a lot of money off of them.
Because of Kat?
Honestly, because Danielle fucking Williams looked down her nose and told me writing Bloodlines was easy. And no one would care if she fucked it up.
Oh, God.
It did not go well. You ever think the play might have been good because of you, Cam?
That's not how those kinds of things work. I just take what's on the page and put it up there.
The night I saw you in that silly off-Broadway warehouse show, I went home, and I rewrote half the play.
You did?
I watched you take this ridiculous, pretentious show that couldn't decide if it wanted to be immersive or not, or what it had to say, and find a thesis statement. Not just find one, but live and breathe it and hold every member of the audience. And I went home, and I read my script, and I said, if there's any chance this piece of shit is going to work, it has to have someone who believes in it, like that guy playing a fucking goblin king in an empty warehouse in New York believed in that play. And I rewrote it. That's the draft I sent you.
Why do you abandon it?
Because I knew. I just knew. The second someone plucked you out of our theater and gave you something by a real writer, everyone would know that it wasn't the script that they were staying for.
Warren.
You've never forgotten about the people outside of the theater, Cam. And I can't thank you enough for holding on to them for Bloodlines.
You're really not leaving?
Pretty sure I can't get a job anywhere else after I publicly lost my shit at Danielle Seven Emmys Williams. There's probably a YouTube video somewhere. And I don't think I'd want to either.
Cannot believe how much my phone is blowing up ever since you posted that video. I've got enough followers for the swipe up now.
That's good?
Oh my God, yes, it's good. It's how you build an audience and we're viral. Who would have thought? Are you even listening to me right now?
Sorry, I got a weird email.
College acceptance letter?
Not exactly.
Let me see. Dear Miss Wright, we loved A Midsummer Bachelor over here, and we thought you had a great presence on your Behind the Screams interview. We're putting together a team looking for experts on Bloodlines and we'd love to... Kat? Holy shit!
This can't be real, right?
Kat! This is a job offer!
Yes, I read the email.
They want to fly you to L.A.?
I read the email.
They want you to help them serve fans of Bloodlines.
I didn't apply to college in L.A.
So?
So, this is a job offer for a startup in L.A. I'd...
Holy shit. You have to choose.
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Lauren Grace Thompson as Kat, Alex Bankier as Warren, Gabrielle Adner as Ally, Dallas Seeker as Cameron, Megan Carter as Mina, Joe Kearney as Nick, Eva Cantor as Danny, and Justin Schaffner as Chase. Our casting assistant is Kim Roth, and our sound designer is Alexandra Tandon. This was the season one finale of That Vampire Show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Kat and Warren's journey as much as we've enjoyed making the show. While we're on our season break, you can dig into all of the online bonus content we've created over the season on Kat's Tumblr, Twitter, and archive of our own accounts. If you keep an eye out, you might even catch some hints for what's to come for the future of our characters. You can keep up with all of that by following us on social media at That Vamp Show or by visiting our website, tandemproductions.com. Thank you so much for listening this season.